Okay, it's WMFO Medford 1102, and it's time for Something About the Women today with Kirsten.
Something About the Women. I haven't been on air with Something About the Women in a couple months because I started teaching. It was the end of the semester, and my lovely co-DJs have stepped in for me. So I'm happy to be here.
I did last week, too, so I'm... There was a dress over there that I just put on during...
It is mandatory.
I was Michelle for the 2 hours.
Yeah, well, you did a great job.
I did.
Really enjoyed hearing Liz and Austin.
That was really a treat.
Once I heard you on air, I booked it over here. I was like,
There's live music going on. I noticed you got here really early.
Yeah, I was a little out of breath. I had really... I hoofed it.
So what's going on today? And Something About the Women.
Well, you know, Something About the Women, I feel like talking about travel, and it kind of resonates a little bit with what Liz was saying about how we interact in the world. And, you know, we become so electronic. Everything is pre-planned. Where do we stay? Can we stay places that we're comfortable, that we know what to expect? You know, there are chains all over the place. And so how do we step out of that box? How do we travel in a place where we can find out what's authentic in that area? I just came back from 10 days in California visiting my family, and I really got to experience those aspects of California that I don't have here, whether it's food or places. Yeah. I had jicama in my taco. I completely forgot the jicama even exists.
Yeah.
I mean, who finds a jicama around here? Do you know what it is?
No,
of course not. So go to California.
I'm going in July.
There you go. Yeah. And then I was in Del Mar staying with my older brother, and I didn't realize that there was a Blue Note down the street, walking distance. I found out, of course, when it was too late. Their lineup was great. If I had just known, I would have gone and heard some live music. So,
oh, man.
I mean, that's the kind of, how do you find out what's going on locally without, you know, just kind of falling back on what you know?
Yeah.
So get out of Facebook, get out of the internet, lift up your head, look around, and enjoy it. So
exactly.
I'll be talking about travel.
Okay. Cool, cool. So awesome. What are you starting us off with today?
I'm starting us off with Haley Hendricks, who I'm going to hear on Monday at the Sinclair.
Ooh,
yeah,
good venue.
I was in such vacation head that I came home and I forgot that I had tickets. So I saw that she was listening.
Yes.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going.
Okay.
So.
All right, you should be all set to start that track whenever you're ready.
I've been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth, and all that I can cling to. To the milk is sour. Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala. The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs, and all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to. I felt like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Hearts of pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk. The olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden. 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 Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Ooh, shalala, boom, boom, shalala. Ooh, shalala, boom, boom, shalala. Ooh, shalala, boom, boom, shalala. Ooh.
This is Kirsten sitting in for Something About the Women. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. And that was Haley Hendricks with Shalala from I Need to Start a Garden. And I need to start a garden. I'm working on it, but there are a few weeds in place, so I don't know. It's going to take me a while. So instead of worrying about that, let's listen to some more music.
Thank you.
wrap it up in plastic and take it from my home. Give it to the government, give it to the church. Whenever they're done with it, feed it to the birds. Sign me away, write it in pen, get it laminated and then dip it in cement. Hang it in the lobby just above a rubber tree. The official copy of a factory of me. When the world is over and the robot army comes fighting down the mountain with their supersonic guns, I'll be free. 'Cause you can have my body, but you can't have me. Somebody had got it in my head. I was gonna be the biggest star they ever met. I was a Madonna in the nascence of her prime, like an anaconda slowly wrapping around a prize. Ripe for the feast, eyes on the kill, hungry, very hungry for the rabbit blood to spill. Beady little eyes are burning holes in my back. Everyone's a voyeur here, but no one will react. When the world is over and the robot army comes filing down the mountain with their supersonic guns, I'll be free. 'Cause you can have my bunny, but you can't. There's a paper with your name on it somewhere, giving you a piece of what someone might be someday. But you don't believe in anybody anyway.
that was my first set, and these are all people who are going to be playing at the Sinclair coming up sometime soon. So starting with Haley Hendricks, who's playing on Monday, I got tickets a while ago, so imagine my joy and delight when I came home from my vacation, forgetting that I had plans on Monday to go hear her play, and when I saw her name come up, I'm like, oh yeah. So that was Shalala from I Need to Start a Garden. Then Snail Mail. Snail Mail's fronted by Lindsay Jordan, and she was highlighted in Pitchfork recently, and she was referred to as the wisest teenage indie rocker we know. And I really appreciated reading about her and how she advocated for herself to go out and play professionally instead of taking a math test. So good for her. And she was talking about different phases in life. And I think Liz spoke about that a little bit in her interview as well. And I really appreciate what Lindsay had to say, that in her words, you just have to let yourself figure it out. Sometimes you're emo, one year you're kind of a hippie, and one year you're a thick glasses hipster, and then you realize at some point that there's no human being that fits into a box. You have to be a combination of things. And how wise of her to figure that out at a young age when many of us are still trying to figure that out and we're decades older than she is. After that was, and they will be playing on, Snail Mail is playing July 15th. After that, Juliet Johnson on June 19th. The song was Bunny from All I Ever See in You Is Me. Then Squirrel Flower on June 22nd. Conditions from the album Contact Sport. And Ally McGurk, The Calling from Slow Burn. And she will be at Sinclair on July 13th. And this is Agnes Obel behind playing September song. And I feel like I put her in this set because she's probably playing at Sinclair too. I don't have the date in front of me. I'm really looking forward to hearing a lot of those musicians. So I am going to go and just go into some of my favorite musicians because I haven't been on air for a while. But I do have another set of music coming up that will be musicians that are playing locally. So I'll add our guests to that as well. So there we have it.
Set up to fall.
like a memory it falls, soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and wall. And from the shelter of distracted and diffused, my thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep and kiss you when you start your day. And a song I was writing is left undone. I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe, with words that tear and strain to rhyme. Drops of rain weave their weary paths and die. I know that I am like the rain, there but for the grace of you go I.
So I could crossing lines. I am afraid of flying blind, afraid of inquiring minds, afraid of being left behind. I close my eyes, I think of you. I take a step, I think of you. I catch my breath,
beads. You hold on to what you need. Vicodin, morphine dreams, rifles and rosary beads, yellow smoke, orange haze, blowing into my eyes. Whistling sunset bombs, I couldn't trust the sky. Rifles and rosary beads, you hold on to what you need. Vicodin, morphine dreams, rifles, rosary beads. White knuckles red, blackness that has no sound, bombed out schools and homes, kids in the street alone. Mirrors frighten me, don't recognize what I see. The stranger with blood on his hands, brother, I'm not that man. Rifles and rosary beads. you were drunk and mean down at Dairy Queen. Now that's just enough of you and me for me to have the sympathy. Slips away. I'm looking back on us that way. Something I never thought I'd say. I take it in stride. I know I had mine. It was good for a time. I am told. Gave was not for free, but the price was truly fair. I never felt so glad to be so well spent, so beyond repair. And I take it in stride. At least you were mine. If not for all time, enough to hold, or at least enough for me to hold you. Now take good care that you are true. You said you found it hard to do, and find that bit of faith that sets you free from having everything to prove. And you take it in stride, and know you've got mine, and it's good for a lifetime or more. Hey, I love you.
I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Maybe the best thing to happen to a person is a shelter pet. So, yep, I am a strong supporter of fostering. I foster dogs, but fostering cats is just as important in adoption. And then once you adopt an animal, really taking the time and effort to understand that this is a sentient being. The reason I say that is my current foster dog was adopted and returned, sadly returned, and he is just a bundle of joy. And I looked at him the other day and I said, so you come from a place without a spay-neuter program? You maybe shouldn't have been here, but you're here. Let's make the best of this and get you a good home. So that goes out to my little friend, Bobby Farouk, who we are saying was a saxophone player in his last life. But let's get back to music and go through what I played in that last set. So I have not been in the squeaky chair, as Sue so affectionately calls it, in a little while. So I really just wanted to just play out some of the musicians that I really enjoy listening to. I'm so happy to be a DJ on Something About the Women. This is Kirsten. This is WMFO. You are listening to 91.5 FM in Medford. And Something About the Women is a program that has been on since 1978, and we really promote women in music. And I will be taking a step further into Boston Women Rocks. So I look forward to adding that element to this show. So in that set, I started off with Carrie Rodriguez, Whiskey Runs Thicker Than Blood from Give Me All You Got. Then the Secret Sisters, who doesn't love the Secret Sisters, Kathy's Song. And there was a line I really liked from that. The only truth I know is me. If I can read my writing. I really think that they have produced a very thoughtful and insightful album, You Don't Own Me Anymore, and that was Kathy's Song off of that album. After that was Brandi Carlile, Looking Out from Give Up the Ghost. Then Mary Gaucher from Rifles and Rosary Beads. And so, yes, that was the title song off of that album. We ended with the Indigo Girls, Dairy Queen, All That We Let In. And in the background here is Maggie Bjorklund, Wasteland from her album Coming Home. And that is an album that I play quite frequently. I really enjoy the music on that and her collaboration. She plays steel pedal guitar and really just is a fabulous musician. So what do we have coming next? What is coming up is a set of music, all who are musicians that you can hear locally coming up. So at Once Ballroom on the 21st, June 21st that is, will be Power Slut playing along with Abby Barrett. I got to hear Abby Barrett at Atwood's on New Year's Eve. That was how I spent New Year's Eve with my very good friend Jake, who was my DJ inspiration and mentor. So it was really great to be out with Jake and listening to some good music. I thought it was an excellent way to start the year. Then Allie and AJ will be at Paradise on June 28th. Licky Lee at Paradise on October 7th. And then finally Kelsey Waldron at Woods, July 14th. And then I am also going to throw in a song of our recent guests from Analog Heart. So I haven't quite decided. I think it might be for me this time. Let's see. So on that note, let's see where we're going to start. We're going to start with Power Slut.
Fewer rats when she's around. love is